By First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And hi, everyone, and welcome to Linmar High School as we get ready for Mississippi Valley Conference basketball tonight. And we've got a dandy. And as far as the Metro is concerned, none better than this one over the last decade plus as we get ready for the Cedar Rapids Kennedy Cougars and the Linmar Lions to do battle here tonight on the north side of Marion. Great to have you with us. Good Tuesday night, everyone. Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn as we get ready to bring you basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight from Linmar High School. You can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Thanks to Dan Hillers, thanks to Tom Charlstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out and bringing you high school basketball right here on KGYM. Phil, we've seen some dandies over the years between the Lions and the Cougars, and I would anticipate we'll see another one coming up here tonight.
Well, you would think so, Scott. Both of these ball clubs have expectations going into this season. They both have had their good moments before break, and they've had some moments where they'd like to get better and maybe wish they could do over again. But both of these teams coming into this ball game want to start the year out on the right foot, 2016. And, you know, for Tuesday night and all the construction that people have to go through to get in over here, there's a pretty good crowd on the first Tuesday of 2016.
Yep, and a girls game that's pretty good going on over at Cedar Rapids Kennedy tonight that we will keep you updated on as well throughout the evening. Well, there have been some great games. There's been the Marcus Page game of 49, the sub-state final over at Prairie back in 2012. There was a great sub-state game last year, the last time these two programs met at the U.S. Cellular Center downtown. Kennedy won that 58-54 to go to the state tournament for the second straight year and deny Linmar a trip to the state tournament. Prior to that, Linmar won five in a row. And then Kennedy won back in 2012, the regular season game. And then prior to that, Linmar won seven in a row. So the Lions have had the upper hand lately here in this showdown, but they've always come down to the wire, it seems.
Yeah, they have. And they've been just terrific contests, Scott. You know, we've had star players for both teams. A lot of quality talent has gone through both the programs. Great coaching staffs on both sides of the bench here tonight with Chris Robertson at Linmar. With all he's done and all the success he's had building and being part of this terrific Linmar program. And now you got Coach McCowan, who took over after Coach Fontana, who had done a terrific job at Kennedy. And now Coach McCowan, in his first year, taking his squad to Des Moines last year, and really has his kids playing hard, very well respected. So we got quality all the way through this here tonight, Scott.
You mentioned quality, and it's going to be quality starting. It's going to be quality coming off the bench in this one here this evening. Cougars come in overall 3-4. A little bit deceiving. They've played a tough schedule. They're 1-2 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Kennedy has only played one home game so far. They'll get their second one coming up on Friday night when they host two-time defending state champion Dubuque Waller. For the Cougars, they took a trip to Northwest Iowa to Sioux City and Spirit Lake. They've played Xavier, they've played Ames, they've played Wash, Dubuque Hempstead, and then, of course, we saw them before the break beat a good Solon team, 68-44. Linmar, 4-2. They are 3-0 in the Valley Division of the MVC. Linmar has dropped two games, both very highly competitive and highly successful programs. They lost to Waukee in the season opener, 63-52, and then they lost up at the one-day shootout up in Minneapolis to Tartan, Minnesota, 72-64. But the Lions have put together two in a row, and they got a win on the road at City High. And then the last time out, young Mr. Bohannon, Jordan Bohannon, was unconscious from beyond the arc. The future Iowa Hawkeye with 40-plus and a 91-54 dismantling of Prairie.
And by all reports, Scott, that was just one of those games for the ages that you would get to see if you were here in person, something that you'll remember. They said, you know, a couple steps across the half court line, literally, and he was pulling up and knocking him down. He was feeling good. And we talked to Chris before the game, Coach Robertson. He said, You know, Prairie was guarding him on those things, too. He wasn't just coming down and shooting wide-open shots. He had hands in his face, and it was just one of those games where you watch a talented person who's worked very hard at what he does have one of those nights, and you just got to give him credit, tip your hat to him.
Lindmar led by Jordan Bohannon, 23.3 points per game for the future Iowa Hawkeye. Future Western Michigan player Jared Printing right behind, along with Bo Klosterman at 13.2 points per game. Klosterman, though, he had a little bit of an accident over the winter break. He was cleared earlier today, and Chris Robertson said pretty good chance that he's going to go. Doesn't know if he's going to be in the starting lineup, but that he is going to be he's going to be available tonight.
Yeah, and that's good. That it's not good that he got injured, but it's good to know that he's going to be able to come back and get into the swing of things. Hopefully here tonight, they're going to watch him here go through the warm-ups, but they were hoping that that he could get going. One of those freak things that happen out there, and you kind of shake your head and you wonder what happened, but glad to see that he's going to be able to get back out on the court and contribute.
For the Kennedy Cougars, Derek Diggins leading the way at 14 points per game. Drake Brewster right behind at 13.6. A lineup change tonight, though, for John McCown. He's going to have Derek Diggins come off the bench. And look who's going into the starting lineup tonight. Sean Beyer, the future Iowa Hawkeye football player, the captain of the 4A All-State football team. Not too bad for, as Jeff Johnson tweeted out earlier from the Gazette, not too bad for a guy who never played organized basketball. 8 games and he's in the starting lineup.
Yeah, and you know he got the late start where you talked about where he, because of the football, them playing in the championship game, Kennedy Cougars, the football program. So he had even a late start of practice-wise and coming into things. And Coach McCowan said early when we saw the Kennedy play Xavier early in the year, he said, you know, he's going to be one of those players that just gets better and better as this year goes along. And, you know, he must have earned it over the Christmas break to break that starting lineup.
So Kennedy and Lindmar are getting set to go at it here tonight. The other games in the Mississippi Valley Conference tonight, full slate of games. Jefferson at number one Iowa City West coming up tonight. Also, it'll be City High in town to take on Cedar Rapids Washington this evening. It'll be Cedar Rapids Xavier at Cedar Rapids Prairie tonight as well. Cedar Falls is at Waller tonight. There's a good matchup in the MVC. Waterloo West at Waterloo East coming up tonight. And Dubuque Hempstead is at Dubuque Senior. So there's some big rivalry games tonight around the conference.
And it's interesting, Scott, that some of these are on Tuesday night. A lot of times you'd like to see those on a Friday night. Maybe you would think it might be a little more conducive to a pack house. But it's a great way to start 2016 portion of the season.
And a good crowd on hand with the girls also playing over at Kennedy tonight in a top 10 battle in Class 5A. Of course, only 4 classes here on the boys' side of things, and a good crowd here. The new bleachers here at Lindmar, first time we've been here this season. The capacity has gone up a little bit, around 2,500. Of course, it's a little dusty outside with the construction going on, but it's going to be pretty nice when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I think they're looking forward to the final product when they get done with it here. The court's a little brighter, too, Scott, this year. The main floor out there, everything's nice and shiny and new and spiffy out there. So great environment, as always, when we come over here for a Lindmar boys basketball game.
And nothing better than to have a Kennedy and Lindmar battle to get things underway here in conference play in 2016. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups for this one here tonight. They are presented and brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance at 3700 First Avenue Northeast at Cedar Rapids. For home, auto, farm, life, and health, call them at 774-4620. The starting lineups for the Kennedy Cougars, 3-4 on the year, 1-2. In the Mississippi Valley Conference, Kennedy been to the state tournament the last 2 seasons. For Kennedy, 3-guard lineup tonight. They will go with, at one guard, number 3, Matt Gardner. He is a 6'3 senior, coming off a good football campaign. 4.6 points per game for Gardner. Also at a guard, number 5, Derek Gerling, 5'11 and a senior. And Gerling averaging just over 3 points per game. The third guard will be number 30, Michael Bassinius. Vicinius is a 6-foot senior, averaging just under 6 points per ball game. And up front for Kennedy, it'll be at a forward, number 2, Drake Brewster, 6'5 and a junior, second on the team in scoring, at 13.6 and pulls down just under 4 rebounds. And also up front for Kennedy and a forward, number 32, Sean Beyer, the All-State footballer, 6'5 and a senior, headed to the University of Iowa to play for the Hawkeyes next fall. And Beyer on the year, averaging 3.6 points per game. The head coach for the Kennedy Cougars is John McCowan, assisted by Larry Williams, Jeff Rubis, and Ben Ethier. And now the Scott McCarlson Insurance starting lineups for the Lindbar Lions. Number 10 rated in Class 4A are the Lions, and they come in with a record of 4-2 on the year and 3-0 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. The Lions will go also with a guard-dominated lineup. In fact, four guards, if you will, for the Lions. It'll be at one guard, number 33, Jordan Brandt, 6 feet even, and a senior. And Brandt, good hustle player, 5.8 points per game, also 5 rebounds. Also to guard for Lindbar, it'll be number 11, Jordan Bohannon, 6'1 and a senior at 23.3 points per game for Bohannon, and he will be a future Iowa Hawkeye for Fran McCaffrey. Also to guard, number 2, Jared Printy, 6'5 and a senior, averaging 13.2 points per game. He is off to Western Michigan coming up next year to play his college basketball. And the fourth guard will be number 3, Riley Murphy, 6 feet even and a senior, averaging 5.2 a game, a 53% three-point shooter is Murphy. And starting, getting the clearance earlier today, will be Bo Klosterman at 6'4 and a senior, also double figures, 13.2 points and a team-high 5.3 rebounds a game. The head coach for the Lindbar Lions is Chris Robertson, assisted by Jordan Prinney and Scott Nelson. Our officials tonight led by Andy Peterson. Lindbar in the home white with the black numbers, black letters, trimmed in red. The double black striping down the side of the uniform with Lions across the front. Kennedy in their traveling gold uniforms with the green numbers, green letters, trimmed in white with the Cougars on the front and the green striping down the shorts. This should be fun. Phil, what are you looking for?
Well, number one, I think we've got to look at the size of Kennedy. You know, they have Wall at 6'10 coming off the bench. They got Sean Beyer at 6'5. They got 6'5 Drake Brewster. That's a pretty significant height advantage. A nice front line that you can throw out there. Lindbar, not the biggest team. You know, we've known that. They're very guard-oriented, perimeter-oriented. So does Kennedy use their size to their advantage? Are they going to be? Is it the ultimate inside game versus the perimeter game of Lindbar? We'll have to see how that plays out. The Bohannon factor, obviously. I think you got to talk about him, and you got to talk about him by himself, and one of the keys to the game. What he can do is just tremendous, how he can impact and change a basketball game. Kennedy's probably going to change up what they do defensively. Coach McCowan told us in the pregame he's going to be doing some different things, try to change it, try to maybe wear him down a little bit, do some different things to make him give up the ball early in a possession and see if he doesn't get it back. So those are the couple things we'll be looking at as the game goes on.
All right, and we're going to honor America coming up with the playing of our national anthem here in just a moment as we come your way from the Lindbar Gym here tonight on this Tuesday evening. So right now let's join the Lindbar Pep Band and our national anthem for tonight. Anthem here tonight from Lindbar. A couple other things to look at here, Phil. Lindmar shoots it very well from the field, 46%. They shoot it almost 40% from beyond the arc. Both these teams like to shoot the three-pointer. Lindmar takes better care of the ball so far than Kennedy. Kennedy's had problems with turnovers.
Yeah, and so and both of these teams will employ pressure defenses at different times throughout the ball game. So if you can see, maybe get a couple turnovers, let your defense lead you into your offense on some runouts in situations like that. Kennedy plays that funky defense. We want to remember that too, Scott. A little bit different than what other teams normally show out there. So that's a little bit something you got to work on your matchups ahead of time. They help early. They do a lot of switching, a lot of ball pressure on the basketball, real aggressive in that regard.
Set to go. Beyer to tip it up against Printy. Glad to have you with us. Early start tonight to this one. The sophomore game won by Lindmar, 55-38. And it was a quick one. Just about 2 minutes over 1 hour. We're underway with Lindmar with the basketball as they will go to the bucket to our left court side here at the Lion Gym. At man-to-man, starting things off for Kennedy. On the drive, Brandt, kick to the corner, Bohannon. Kennedy's going to put several people on him. Bohannon, double team, back out front. Posterman on the drive, all the way in. Finger roll, good. Count it, a foul underneath. Trying to draw the charge was Beyer. And a chance at the three-point play.
And Posterman went to the basket strong, showing you that he's not afraid of contact and being explosive coming off of the injury over the break.
Posterman, left-hander. 73% from the free throw line. Lindmar shoots it very well at 75%, and they're up 3-0 over Kennedy. Cougars with the basketball. Lindmar in the man-to-man as Gerling tries to go back door of the alley. Oop, tipped by Murphy, stolen by Murphy. Turnover, our number one.
A deflection by one of the Lindmar guards. Murphy doing a nice job getting the hands in the passing lane.
Brandt for three, ringing up from the far right side, and Lindmar off to a quick 6-0 lead.
And Brandt's kind of one of those freaks. He can do a lot of things for the Lions. He's a lot of energy, but he's more than capable from shooting behind the three-point line.
Brewster spinning his way in the lane. Lost, picked up by Gardner, and he banks it home from the right block, and it's 6-2.
Heads-up play by Gardner, picking the ball up off the floor, knowing where he's in scoring position and taking advantage of it.
Interesting, Brandt's only 2-for-19 early on the year, Phil, from three-point land.
Now, we know that he can shoot it, Scott. We've seen it in years past. Interesting call right in front of the bench. The Kennedy coaches thought maybe that it should have been Kennedy basketball, but they're saying it stays with Lindmar.
Lions will lob it in. Klosterman picked up by Brewster. Drives by him. No-look pass out to Brandt for three. No good. And the rebound plucked out of there by Brewster.
Oh, a little bit of contact at the end of that play. No call, and they played on.
Here's Brewster. Step back three. Dances and won't fall on the iron. Rebounded by Murphy. Spinning into the backcourt, almost lost the dribble. Picks it back up, Gardner all over him. Closeman guarded by Beyer, takes him baseline. Cut off by Brewster and help defense. Back out and out, first touch for Printy here tonight with Gardner on him. Kennedy will be chasing. Here's Bohannon, fall away, jumper won't go from the right baseline. He misses his first try of the night. And here comes Kennedy down 6-2 the other way.
Got a clean look on the baseline, did Bohannon.
Gerling circles in the lane. Pass slapped. Going to go out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Kennedy as Jordan Brandt came awful close to diving right in our broadcast position.
Hand in the passing lane. That's the second time Lindmar's been able to get a deflection in the early going against the Kennedy offense.
Derek Diggins, usual starter. And the number one scorer for Kennedy on the year comes into the game, makes his first appearance. The sophomore. Here's Beyer with a jumper, no good. They let him have that one just above the free throw line. And here comes Bohannon the other way. One on one. Coast to coast and stepped out of bounds.
Going to his left that time, trying to get into the lane, make something happen. He's going to pass it out, but no room to operate once he got down there. Nice job by Beyer.
6-2, Lindmar here, just over 2 minutes into the ball game. Lions will extend the defense. Kennedy with the basketball, Beyer top of the key, sets a screen for Bassinia, stop and go dribble, now steps back, a deep three, no good, but Diggins the offensive board, turns, fires, that's no good, Kennedy ice cold to start the game, and a pass stolen away by Brandt.
Again, Brandt, he had a deflection earlier, this time he gets a steal.
Great spin move, Brandt takes it all the way, can't get the finger roll to go, and before the shot of travel, going to be called on Lindmar, as Brandt got it back. Tell you, both these teams exuding a lot of energy here in the early going.
Dick says a knee brace on that left knee, Scott. Is that a new thing, or did he have that earlier in the year?
I think it's a new thing. Three-pointer won't go, and a rebound to Lindmar.
Might have to watch that as this game goes on.
Murphy, a bounce out top, Brandt. Quickly reverses it over to Prinny. Good ball movement underneath the Murphy. Fakes, goes up with the turnaround. No, and Fire with a rebound for the Cougars. 6-2 lead. Brewster off the 1-4 clear out. Nice crossover. Drives in. Reverse layup. No, but he drew the foul.
Kennedy likes to do that once in a while. They'll isolate him up top. I think he's got the quickness and the ability to put the ball on the floor and get to the rim against the bigger defender.
Printy picks up the foul. First on Jared Printy and team foul number one. As Brewster to the free throw line rattles the first one in. He's an 88% foul shooter.
We've got all kinds of people coming in the lineup right now for Kennedy.
Jackson Foley coming in. 5'5 sophomore. Going to make an early appearance in this one. Adam Wall, the 6'10 senior, coming in. Free throw in and out, no. And the rebound to Klosterman. Lindmar stays with their starting five. Printy out top. Reverses at the center circle. Hands it off to Brandt at the far hash mark. Picks it up, guarded by Brewster. Gets it out to Murphy now with Diggins on him. Kennedy with that jump and switch defense. It's a man-to-man. It's hard to describe, though.
Well, they got a Wall, 6'10", guarding Riley. Little guard on the perimeter when they switch like that.
Grant circles right. Top of the key, gets it to Klosterman. Turns on Diggins. Spins, gets over to Bohannon on the clear out. Drives on Foley. Had his shot partially blocked by Wall in the help defense. And Wall gets the rebound.
A lot of help paid to Bohannon when he puts it on the floor.
6-3 lead for Lindmar in this low-scoring game so far. Diggins on the drive, cut off, back to Foley. Over it comes to Brewster. Fakes the three and traveled with it.
Extra step at the beginning when he caught the ball.
Kennedy and the deeper of the two teams, certainly.
They're going to play a lot of kids. They always do. Coach McCowan, seems like every possession he's got somebody coming in. Kids play extremely hard, really, really hard out there, and he subs early and often.
Nick Deere, 6'1 junior, quarterback of the football team coming in. We got both quarterbacks of the football squads playing tonight. As we'll see Reese Phillips for Lindmar coming up too. Murphy behind the screen, couldn't get it off. They work the triangle inside to Klosterman. He's doubled, backs it out, goes crossover, stop and go dribble on the drive, and a block foul called on, I think, on Jackson Foley.
One of the highlights of the, or one of the early trends in this ball game is Klosterman putting the ball on the floor, going to the rim against whoever it is guarding him. They think they like that matchup.
Tyler Vobis comes in for Lindmar and Reese Phillips, the Lindmar quarterback. 6'2 junior. Vobis, 6'1 and a junior coming in, and the Lions will inbound in front court. Lob to Klosterman, back to Bohannon, holds it in the corner. Bullet pass down low to Prinny, who gets the layup for two.
Well-executed baseline out-of-bounds play by Lindmar.
8-3. Bullet pass inside, broken up, stolen by Klosterman. Two on two. Klosterman all the way down the lane. Shot rejected. Second effort, no, by Phillips, but he was fouled.
And that's one of those hustle play by Reese Phillips coming down the floor, not just taking for granted that Klosterman's going to make the layup. Good thing he didn't, because Phillips was right there to put it back.
That burst just into the game picks up the foul for Burst, the 6'1 junior, his first. And free throws upcoming for Phillips. Gets the first one. Phillips averaging just under 3 points per game coming off the bench as Bassinius comes in for Deer and for the Cougars. 9-3 Lindmar, stays 9-3. Free throw no good, and Wall gets the carom. Diggins into the front court. Steps back. He's up for three and got the friendly roll.
He got the little bounce, the kind bounce, as you say, Scott, because that ball looked like it was going to come out. And a nice touch to go back in.
9-6 lead for the Lions. Man-to-man for Kennedy. Circling right with it, Vovis. Outside Bohannon. Deep three, and he hits almost a 25-footer from the right sideline.
Derek Diggins right there defensively, and Bohannon just rises up over the top.
12-6. Under 2.5 to play here in the first quarter. Gardner to Bassinius. A play catch with it. Into the corner now to Gerling. Trying to get it inside the wall. Back to Diggins. He'll take a deep three, and he hits it from NBA range.
Well, it's kind of like, if you can do it, I can do it, Scott. They're matching end for end right now.
Diggins, a 37% three-point shooter, and he's hit two in a row. 12-9. 2 minutes to play. Off the clear out. Driving baseline. Bovis drops it off for Prinny. Leaner up, rimming good for Jared Prinny.
They got a nice job right that time getting into the lane, dumping it off to the post player underneath.
14-9. Gerling on the little pick and roll. Tried to get it inside. Stolen again by Klosterman. Goes crossover at center court. Drive and a dish. Back to the trailer. Prinny for three. Ring it up.
Yeah, that's another one of those things where they're getting down the floor all the way to the baseline on the kick out, catching three for the finish.
Timeout, Kennedy. And looks like it's going to be a 30-second timeout or a full? Full timeout with a minute 38 to play here in the opening quarter. And Lindmar up 17-9. And John McCown is not happy with his defense.
No, he's questioned a little bit about the officiating out there, too, coming out of that break. And I just saw the officials say their bench has been warned. So they're going to have to be a little bit careful about that now.
Lions hit their first couple, then went silent for a while. And now they're getting warm again from three-point land.
A little bit of streaky, Scott, where they scoring in bunches. Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily what Coach McCowan wanted to do, was to try and get a shootout from three-point land with these Lions, because Lindmar is very, very lethal from behind the three-point line. Kennedy's got to make sure that they run their game, run their offense. They got to identify, get out on that line. They can't let them catch and shoot without somebody in their face.
17-9 as we get back to action here. And it'll be Kennedy basketball with Diggins in there along with Gardner, Bassinius, Gerling, and Brewster back in. Kennedy basketball. Diggins up top to Brewster. They play with it outside the arch. Circling right, Bassinius. Leaves it for Gardner. Picked up by Klosterman. Puts it on the floor behind the back dribble. With a 120 to play here in the quarter. Driving a kick out to Diggins. Bohannon closing out on him. Back out top. Gardner, three-pointer. Circles in and out. No good. Rebounded by Lindmar.
Jared Prinny with that defensive board.
And they need Prinny to rebound, and he's done a good job this year so far at 6'5".
He's a perimeter player, but he gives them some height.
Phillips, Prinny, out top. Bovis on the dribble drive, takes it all the way in the lane, kick out to Prinny, right side three-pointer, short, and Brewster with a rebound. Lindmar always does a good job of getting back. Brewster going one-on-one, drives, dish out to the corner. Here's Diggins, far side three, no, and we got a foul underneath.
What's he got?
And the foul's going to be, I think, on Gardner for a push.
But then he said they were going the other way with it.
Said he pointed in the wrong direction. It is a foul on Gardner. That'll be his first.
Okay. A little clarification there. Still plenty of time left, Scott, in the first quarter. 35 seconds, probably too much. Lindmar won't probably hold at that amount.
Klosterman to Bohannon. Gardner on him. Bovis coming off the screen. Fumbled it for a moment. Lions pick it up. They try to go inside to Klosterman. Ball loose on the floor. Kicked around and loose. Picked up by Kennedy. Diggins all the way up and gets the finger roll to go.
Good hustle by both teams getting on the floor that time. Kennedy was the last one to get a hand on it. Heads up play by Diggins to finish.
Diggins with eight in the quarter. Lions with the last shot here. Double high post. Phillips over to Bohannon. Double team. Steps back. Throws up the three. It's an air ball at the end of the first quarter of play. High intensity here at Lindmar. And after one, it's the 10th rated Lions 17 and the Kennedy Cougars 11. Back with the second quarter after this 1 minute break as you're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM Sports.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
We are back here at Linmar, and a three-pointer goes for the Cougars right at the start of the second quarter.
Bassinius with a good catch and shoot right out of the gate that time. Little lapse in the Linmar defense.
Brings Kennedy back within three at 17-14 as the Cougars with a little run here. Prinny going one-on-one, drives, kick to the corner. Bohannon open three, too strong. Put back, blocked out of there by Brewster, who blocked Printy.
2 6'5" players, good athletes going at it that time.
Diggins pull up, way off, no good. Forced him, then Brewster got the offensive board and was fouled underneath.
So that one was on Prinny, they said.
That's going to be the second on Jordan, on Jared Prinny.
See what Coach Robertson elects to do out there. He doesn't like to play kids at two fouls in the first half. He likes to bring them to the bench if he can. He doesn't want them picking up their third.
Only regular season meeting this year between Kennedy and Linmar. And Brewster's free throw in and out as Riley Murphy and Jordan Grant back in. And like you said, Phil, Jared Prinney is going to check out.
We might not see him the rest of the half. Probably not, as long as Linmar either has the lead or it's a close ball game. The only way he'd ever put him back in is if he thought it was in danger of getting out of control.
Brewster with two free throws for the night, one out of two on that trip, 17-15, closest Kennedy has been in a while. Bohannon backing his way into the front court. Klosterman there, Phillips, Grant, and Riley Murphy. Murphy off the clear out, drives to the left hand, kicks it out to Klosterman, 17-footer, in and out, no. Grant, the offensive rebound, though, for the Lions. Backs his way in, and an offensive foul.
Jordan Grant working hard, getting the offensive rebound in there. That time, a little too much body, they say, underneath. That's Coach Robertson's turn to talk about what he thought maybe was a little bit of an acting job on that one.
Cougars could tie or take the lead with the three ball. Diggins top of the key. Over to Bassinius. Right wing three. Back heel, no. Bohannon high to get the rebound. Lines the other way. Bohannon. Jump pass over to Murphy. To Brandt into the corner. Turn. Stop and go move. On the drive. Cut off by the double team. Cross court to Klosterman. Hook pass to Murphy. Left wing triple. Ring it up for Murphy.
Ball side to side that time. Klosterman with the heads up play. Driving. Good vision. Sees his teammate wide open for the three.
We mentioned Murphy is deadly. 53%. Here's Bassinius for three, and he connects a deep one from the right side.
Almost the same spot, that he was able to connect from the first shot of the quarter.
20-18, Linmar. 6:10 to play, opening half. Two-man game. Bohannon off the clear out. On the drive. Leaner up. No. Rebound on the weak side, though, to Linmar. Back to Brandt for three. That's too strong. And the rebound pulled out of there by Kennedy. Diggins, stop and go dribble. Takes the left free throw line. Leaves it for Gardner. Back to Beyer. He'll put it up for three. That's no good. And the rebound to Linmar. They're letting them play here, Phil.
Up and down ball game right now. A lot of action.
Bohannon pull up deep three. No. And it's going to be Beyer to chase it down. Cougars long up court pass to Gardner. Takes it right block and stolen away by Brandt.
That's Brandt's third steal of this ball game.
Up ahead, reverse layup, no good. Tip up and in by Phillips.
And again, I'm going to give all the credit in the world to Reese Phillips for not giving up on the play and assuming his teammate's going to make the layup. He gets the hustle award.
22-18, Diggins dribbles into a double team as Wall will get ready to come in. Bassinius, Murphy playing off of him. They isolate Diggins left side. Back out top to Gardner. With 5 minutes to play first half. Good feed inside to Beyer. Posting up. Trying to kick it back outside. Ball tipped out of bounds. And it will stay with Kennedy. As Brewster comes out along with Gardner and Diggins.
Lindmar gets really small now, Scott, with Bo Klosterman out of the ball game. Right away he goes to the end of the bench with the trainer.
And also, look what Kennedy's going to do. They're going to go with Beyer and Wall in there at the same time as Lindmar goes small.
They're going to try to go big. We'll see if they do anything different defensively in this look.
Forrest Cronin into the game. 6'2 senior for the Lions. Gerling out front. Picks it up left point. Over to Bassinius outside the arc. Circles up top, free throw line. Hands it back to Matt Burst, who's also checked in for Kennedy. 22-18 Lindmar. They've led the whole way. Burst fakes, drives, and it's traveled with it.
And he jumps up, and then an extra step at the end. Kennedy this time going to just pick up in the half court defensively.
22-18 with 4:26 to play, first half. They clear it out for Murphy. Goes behind the back with a dribble. Back out top to Brandt. Lion basketball. Over it comes to Phillips. Fakes. Drives. Cut off. Left of the lane. Back out to Murphy. Is Lindmar being patient here on this trip? Now, as I say that, Bohannon deep three. Front iron. No. Phillips with the rebound on the weak side.
His fourth offensive rebound of this game.
Into the lane to Bohannon. In and out on the turnaround. Jordan just can't get it to go down early on. Gerling up ahead to Bassinius. Quick three on the way, and he hits again. Third triple of the quarter for Michael Bassinius.
He come to life. He's given the Cougars the spark they need on offense.
22-21. Lindmar by a point. Closest Kennedy has been. Good two-man game. Inside to Brandt. Leaner no, but he drew the foul. Good little pick-and-roll play right there.
That's a little action up there. Again, it's one of those things, I think, where there was a screen and there was a switch. He slipped it, rolled to the basket, flashed to it. They found him.
Brandt to the line. Good free throw shooter and gets the first one to fall. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Brandt with four. And he'll have one more. Bends the knees, puts it up. Got it. Swished it.
Lindmar very good from the free throw line, as we've said before.
24-21, Lindmar with a three-point lead. Diggins, pass inside to Beyer, lost it going up, and the rebound out of there, and a travel in the backcourt. They're going to get on Cronin. It looked like that Beyer thought about going up and dunking it, and he lost it going up.
And then off the glass, and Cronin, like you said, does all the hard work, gets a defensive board, but then a little extra step there at the end.
Inbounds pass, a high catch made by Burst out front. Goes between the legs with it. Standing dribble at the far hash mark. Picks it up top of the key over to Diggins. Off the screen for three. Front iron, no. Rebound out deep to Bohannon. In transition, two on two. Crossover dribble on the drive. Rimming good on the shot. Counted a foul.
And Bohannon right away. Goes all the way down the floor.
And the foul is going to be whistled against Gerling. And Bohannon, first field goal of the quarter.
Get a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play if he connects from the charity stripe.
And the free throw on the way, right through. A 91% foul shooter, and Bohannon with six. Lions by six, 27-21. Kennedy basketball, Burst outside the arc right wing. High post, Brewster puts it on the floor, drives, leaner up, good, took it right at Brandt.
Yeah, a little bit of strength that time. It gets in the lane there, used his height to his advantage as well.
Hand back to Bohannon, pull up 25-footer, and he hits it from the just above the top of the circle.
This little handoff out there, Scott, doesn't need much room to get it off.
Bohannon with nine, lead back to seven at 30-23. Beyer posting up, spin move inside, and the fall away is good from the heart of the lane for Sean Beyer.
Shows to his left, spins back to his right.
Up ahead to Prinny, back in there with two fouls, and he drains it three.
Assist by Bohannon, coming down the other way.
That's 10 now for Prinny, 33-25. Step back three-pointer won't go by Brewster. Forced up there, and here comes Lindmar the other way.
Scott, you have to think this pace right now favors Lindmar. Even though Kennedy goes deep, Lindmar wants to go. They want to run and gun.
Brandt back to Murphy for three, and he hits.
And that's another one where they're going to do that little screen out front and little kickback and knock it down.
Seventh three-pointer here of the first half for Lindmar. And the Lions have gone up to their biggest lead at 36-25. Right now, Phil, Lindmar on a 16-7 run.
And that is quick, Scott, where they score in bunches. That lead, it wasn't all that long ago. It was 22-21, I believe it was, Scott. And it looked like Kennedy had the momentum going. Bassinius has hit some threes in this quarter. Boy, all of a sudden, you get threes from Prinny, you get threes from Bohannon, a couple of them there, long ones, and Murphy in there. It adds up fast.
Kennedy with Diggins in there along with Burst, Brewster, Bassinius, and Gardner, and Lindmar with Bohannon, Murphy, Klostrom and back in there, Prinny and Brandt. Diggins circling left at the top, gets a double team, back to Burst, fake, steps in, can't get the shot off. Against the man-to-man. Diggins on the fake, on the drive, takes in the lane. Follow away high, arching 12-footer. Good for Derek Diggins, who's got 10.
Going to his left that time. Comes to a nice little jump stop under control in the lane.
36-27, 90 seconds to play here in the opening half. Try to get you some scores at halftime. And we'll have some stats as well as Prinny buries the open three.
And that time from the right-hand side in front of the student section over there, Lindmar.
39-27, biggest lead of a dozen. Diggins using the high screen. Tried to free himself, couldn't do it. Back to Bassinius, three-pointer, and he got it again.
That was a deep one, Scott, too. He was probably 4 feet behind the three-point line.
He's a 24% three-point shooter coming in. Had a good night against Sioux City North and then kind of cooled off after that. 50 seconds to play. Klosterman at the free throw line and a walk call.
Caught it a little bit awkwardly there as he came, and I think the Kennedy defense surprised him as he turned.
47.6 seconds remaining first half. Lindmar up 39-30. Here comes Diggins. Gets a high ball screen. Can't do anything with it. Double team. Knocked away from behind. There's Brandt again.
He's an all-floor screen, all-floor team, Scott. He's always on the floor. He plays a lot of energy.
Here comes the inbounds pass, a high lob coming into Diggins. Bohannon will pick him up. Here's a trap out top. They'll try to trap Diggins and stepped on the center line, turned it over.
Yeah, tram that again. That's Jordan Brandt running at him as he turned his back, causing all kinds of havoc out there up front.
Turnover number 8. And see if Lindmar goes for one here with 30 seconds.
Getting the call, what they want.
Lindmar, there's nobody better in the state at going for the last second shot and coming through more often than not. Bohannon isolated, right sideline, over to Murphy, give and go, close commit, cross court, Brandt, wide open three, no good, missed it badly. Rebound though to Lindmar, they lost it. Picked up by Kennedy. Here comes Gerling, three on two. Gerling back to the trailer, Bassinius, fake, kick outside, Burst for three, and he hits at the horn.
Big change there, Scott. Looked like Lindmar was going to go for the final one. Shot it early. Couldn't convert. Lindmar gets the finish. Kennedy gets the three at the other end.
Well, that was fun. Not a lot of whistles and up and down action. And we're at halftime. Number 10, Lindmar on top of Cedar Rapids. Kennedy 39-33. And we will take a one-minute timeout and come back and talk halftime with you. And we'll do it after this. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KGYM.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and costs. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Back at Linthar, as we are at halftime and the score at the break, the 10th-rated Lions on top of the Kennedy Cougars, 39-33. Streaky shooting by both of these teams, but boy, when they were going down, each team looked really good.
Yeah, they did, and scores in bunches. That's always exciting basketball, Scott. You get to see a lot of action going back and forth out there. A lot of emotion on the floor. You can see it coming from both sets of players there on the floor. Both coaching staff really working extremely hard out there in that first half. And this is one of those games where those officials are going to have to be moving fast, too, because there's a lot of action going on the ball and away from it as well at the same time.
Well, let's take a look at the halftime scoring here. And the Linthar Lions being led at halftime by Jared Prinney. Got two fouls early in the game. Chris Robertson brought him back in, which is a little different from his usual MO.
Yeah, I was going to say it was, Scott. He usually brings those guys out when they get their second. He doesn't like to put them in and risk getting a third, but he had confidence in his senior that he could go out there and not pick up his third.
Ends up with 13 points in the first half of play. 9 points for Jordan Bohannon in the first half. It was a tough shooting half for Jordan, but ended up with 9, including a couple of big buckets there. 3 field goals and 1 free throw, 2 of those 3-pointers for a total of 9 points. 6 points for Riley Murphy on 2 three-point goals. 5 points for Jordan Brantz. He hit a three-pointer for Linthar. And then 3 apiece for Bo Klosterman and for Reese Phillips off the Lion bench for their 39. For Kennedy, Michael Bassinius and Derek Diggins leading the way. Bassinius with 4 three-pointers and 12 points in the first half to lead Kennedy. Diggins came off the bench tonight. The leading scorer for the year for Kennedy with 14 a game. He's got 10 on 4 field goals, 2 of those from three-point land. Matt Burst with a three-pointer at the horn for 3. 4 points for Drake Brewster. Matt Gardner with 2 and Sean Beyer with 2. For the Kennedy total of 33. Turnovers, 8 for Kennedy, 7 for Linthar. A little bit high for Linthar, more than their usual output. Bench scoring right now, 13-3, Kennedy on top. And from the free throw line so far, Linthar 5 out of 6. And Kennedy right at 50%, they are 2 out of 4 in the first half of play. And three-pointers, they've been raining down tonight. 8 of them for Linthar, 5 so far for the Kennedy Cougars. And we'll get the shooting percentages coming up for you coming up here just a little bit. Now I'll throw it to you for rebounding.
All right, now it's 17-13, Scott. Linthar with a four rebound edge in that category. And in large part from good play off their bench, Reese Phillips. Talked about him doing a nice job coming off the bench. 4 rebounds, all of them on the offensive glass, providing a nice spark from Linthar. Jared Prinney with 5. 2 rebounds apiece for Jordan Bohannon, as well as Brant and Klosterman. Riley Murphy and Forrest Cronin each contributing 1 rebound for the Lions. 7 offensive, 10 defensive, total of 17 for the Kennedy Cougars. Pretty balanced in their efforts out there. Derek Brewster and Sean Beyer leading the way for Kennedy with 3 apiece. Then you go down to Adam Wall with 2 rebounds. And then they just have a slew of people with a single rebound each. Matthew Gardner, Derek Gerling, Michael Bassinius, Matthew Burst, as well as Derek Diggins. Only 1 offensive rebound for Kennedy in that first half of play, Scott. That's something I'm sure Coach McCowan is not going to be happy with. And it's something that Coach Robertson would be quite pleased with. 12 defensive rebounds for Kennedy, a total of 13 when you add them all up.
According to Jeff Johnson's halftime shooting stats, 54 field goals attempted in the first half, 32 of them from three-point range. We said before the game we're going to see a lot of three-pointers going up. Kennedy is 7 of 16. That's pretty good. Lindmar's better. They're 8 of 16 at 50%. So both teams getting it done so far.
Yeah, I tell you what, Scott, that there's a lot of offensive firepower out here on the floor tonight between these two ball clubs. When you look at what Lindmar is capable of, all five guys on their floor, on the floor usually, are capable of shooting the three and knocking it down. And Kennedy with Bassinius rising up there in that second quarter, that's got to be a big spark for them out there as they go forward into the second half.
The girls' game right now, they are in the second quarter. Lindmar with an early 19-16 lead over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. As that one going on over tonight at the Kennedy Gym. That's a big top 10 battle in Class 5A as far as the girls are concerned. So got two pretty good games going at it tonight.
A lot of action going on. Like I said, we had a game Saturday night with North Scott and Curry on the boys' side, but for a lot of these schools, this is their first game since before Christmas break. You always kind of wonder how that's going to play out, Scott, with a little bit of rust and that sort of stuff coming out playing your first ball game. But for the most part, it's been a pretty clean game here.
So the halftime, it's 39-33, and we mentioned this game got started pretty early in this one here tonight. Sophomore game was a quick one. So we don't have a lot of boys scorers out there right now. If you see any, Phil, you can throw them out there at your convenience.
All righty. We're working on that right now.
I just don't think there's a lot of them that have gotten too far into the game so far.
We had an early tip here. That sophomore game so quick, as you mentioned, Scott.
Listening to high school basketball tonight at 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM Cedar Rapids, also KGYMradio.com. We thank you very much for tuning in to this one here tonight. And like we said earlier in the Mark Dukes and I talked about it, and you've seen enough of these games, Phil, that right now, anyway, there's no better rivalry in the Metro on the boys' side than this one.
No, it's got that tradition. It's got that longstanding series of games that's been going on over the years. It'd be really cool, Scott, if they could work it where you guys could play twice every year. Some way that would be nice to do. I know you get good crowds. It'd be a lot of interest in the high school basketball games here if they could do that. But I guess you got to savor it while you can with only one here this year.
Yep, only one game between these two teams coming up this year. We'll keep you updated on the girls' game tonight as well. We have an early score. City High leading Washington 6-3, and that is midway through the first quarter. And that one tonight being played, well, I don't know if that's a boys or a girls contest tonight. Might be a girls game. Since Ryan Merkin from the Press Citizen is covering that one, might be down in Iowa City. Some really good girls games going on around the area tonight and the Mississippi Valley Conference. If you are, as both teams are back out in the court here, Phil, if you're John McCown of Kennedy, you're probably pretty happy right now. You're only down 6.
Yeah, because I guess you can look at it both ways. Glass half full, glass half empty. It's 22-21. They were on a roll. They're feeling good about themselves. And, boy, and then, boom, Lindmar just hit them with threes, back-to-back threes, and running the ball. And looked like they were on the verge of maybe being in danger here this ball game at halftime. But they battled their way back. Lindmar shot it early at the end of that half there. It was 39-30. If Lindmar scores on the three, they could have a 12-point advantage. Instead, Kennedy comes the other way. Bassinius knocks it down. Now all of a sudden it's just a 6-point ball game.
Yeah, Kennedy went on a little mini run there, an 8-2 run to close out the half to get it down to 6, 39-33. Lineups as we start half number two. Lindmar will have the basketball first. Klosterman, Bohannon, Brandt, Printy, and Murphy. And for Kennedy, it'll be Gardner in there along with Beyer, Bassinius, Brewster, and Gerling. Underway, second half, as Bohannon angles his way across the timeline. Gardner all over him in the man-to-man. Long bounce out front to Prinny, who's playing with two fouls. Inside Klosterman, posting up on Beyer. Nice ball fake. Steps in. Shot up. Good. Counting the foul. Got Beyer off the floor.
Squares up. Mid-post area. Mid-range. Not directly on the box. Gave himself room to work with a little shot fake. Quick step by. Nice finish.
Five for Klosterman. Looking for a sixth. It's up and short, and Beyer will chase down the board. So Lindmar back up 8, 41-33. Lions will come out in the man-to-man defense. Gerling stop and go dribble. Angles right with it. Leaves it for Bassinius. Fakes, drives baseline in all the way. And before the shot, got a push from behind.
Well, now all of a sudden with Bassinius making those threes in the second quarter, he's going to draw a little more attention. Defenders fly out at you. Shot fake. That opens up a driving lane.
And the third on Jared Prinney. And Prinney will take a seat. Inbound to Beyer. Wide open for the layup. And the Lions lost him.
Little X in there in the lane area. And they just kind of do a nice job with a big body. I think as Drake Brewster kind of cleared a path for Beyer.
41-35. Lindmar has led the whole way. Led by as many as 12. Brandt off the clear out on the drive. And he was held by Brewster.
They said he was up in there a little too fast. A little too much action up front.
First on Brewster, team foul number two of the half. And the Lions will inbound right of the glass looking in. Off the inbound, Bohannon hits the jumper. Nice set play off the inbound.
Yeah, Lindmar does it. I like to chart what they do. They do a lot of good things off inbounds. They score quite a bit off their inbound sets.
Number 11 has 11. Brewster circles free throw line, cut off by Klosterman. Back it comes to Gerling. Puts it on the floor. Goes crossover. Drives in. Leaves it for Beyer. Goes up with the leaner. Left it short. Rebound. Brewster kept it alive, and he was fouled on the putback attempt.
And that was just the size of Kennedy right there on that offensive rebound because he was going up. Brandt was working at it, trying to get it. He was just giving up a few inches in that matchup with Brewster.
Riley Murphy picks up the foul. It's a shooting situation, and Brewster will go to the line for Kennedy. And the only Cougar to go to the line so far.
And that's only the second offensive rebound for Kennedy in this ball game, but it comes early in this quarter. See maybe if they get a little bit more action going on the offensive glass.
43-36, pulls the Cougars within seven. And one more upcoming. Bensonis, and it's short, and Beyer gets the offensive rebound, but put it on the floor and had it taken away by Reese Phillips. Turnover number 9, and then Brandt lost his footing, but goes right to Bohannon. Line drive 3 is short. And the rebound to Brewster. He got double-teamed to the center line, and a reach foul called on Klosterman. It's Brandt. There he is again. Almost got another pick away.
On the floor at the end of that play. Again, he's going to have to get some floor burn ointment for him. He's got to have a lot of floor burns.
Dad, of course, Mike Brandt, former girls coach at Lindmar. Here's a backdoor alley-oop, and Beyer couldn't throw it down. Got up in the air, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Lindmar ball.
Now, that was good offensive communication between Beyer. I missed who it was that threw the little alley-oop Scott there, but nice eye contact. Almost had it to go.
Burst gets ready to come in for Kennedy. 7-point Lindmar lead with the basketball. Brandt flips to Klosterman up top. Gardner on him. Down to Bohannon. Comes off the ball screen, tries to free himself, double team, hands it back to Brandt. He'll drive, kick out to Phillips, extra pass to Murphy, steps back off the fake, three-pointer good by the lefty.
You said it's got the extra pass led to the better shot that time. High percentage for Lions.
46-36, Lindmar back up double digits by 10. Gerling stop and go dribble on the drive, left-hand scoop layup, no. And out of bounds it goes, going to stay with Kennedy.
Now, Lindmar couldn't contain that one. Kennedy gets the recipient of Lindmar not able to bring it in.
It'll be Diggins to inbound. He's in quickly at a 10-point first half. And now we've got a foul away from the ball on the inbound pass.
It could be on Klosterman or Brewster. Those are the two that were going at it.
Gonna be Klosterman. That's already 4 team fouls on Lindmar in the first 2 minutes and 22 seconds. Inbound to Brewster. Fakes. Goes up with a jumper and buries it from 15.
Yeah, a little elbow shot right there. Lindmar didn't respond. He said, I'll take that shot.
46-38. Lions working the perimeter. Outside the arc to Phillips. Picks up the dribble. Back to Klosterman up top at the right point. Cross court. It comes to Bohannon. Little shake and bake move. Now they go and reverse it over to Phillips in the near side corner. Kennedy jumping out, switching whenever they can. Phillips puts it on the floor, goes crossover, leaves it for Brandt. Bohannon on the drive, going baseline, cut off by Beyer. Flips it to Murphy, lost it, picked back up by Bohannon. Circles right, cut off by the double team. Klosterman drives by Diggins. Good drop off pass underneath to Brandt. Blocked from behind, out of bounds. Good block on the help by Bassinius.
Yeah, it was from behind that time, and avoiding the foul there, Scott. A lot of times you see people chop down on the arms. Does a nice job just getting all ball.
Beyer comes out for Kennedy. And Burst comes in. Off the inbound. Double pump leaner. No good by Klosterman. Nobody got the offensive board. Klosterman fouled on the turnaround.
Klosterman knew it was going to be short. He stuck with it.
That'll be the second on Drake Brewster. Team foul number three. And free throws coming up for Klosterman. He's 1-for-2 tonight. He's 73% on the year. Gets the first one. And Beyer right back in for Brewster.
Going to give Brewster a blow here with 4:44 left in the third.
Trying to give Lindmar the double-digit lead. Left-hander's free throw is short. And Gardner rips down the board. Diggins off the clear out. He'll drive. Spin move in the lane. And before the shot, called for traveling.
Oh, he got him for a walk up there. I think Kennedy Bench thought there was going to be a reach or a foul. But go the other way there, Scott.
Didn't get it. Now Kennedy a little full court pressure.
I'm trying to. Coach McCollin said they would do that. They're going to try and make Bohannon work bringing the ball up the floor, expend a little more energy.
Touch pass over to Murphy. They clear it off for him. Goes baseline. Leaner good. Off the glass for Riley Murphy.
Ooh, then the quick steal.
And the putback by Murphy.
That was just a heads-up play by Murphy. A little lackadaisical that time by Burst on the inbounds.
51-38. Burst steps back. He'll put up the three. Can't get the roll. Gardner, the offensive board, and he was fouled going up. Might be Klosterman's third. We'll have to see.
And that'll be big if it is, because they've already
got... Nope, going to be Brandt.
I was going to say, Lindmar's already got Prinny on the bench with three fouls as well.
And Matt Gardner to the free throw line. A two-point night so far for the Cougars, and misses the free throw. As Kennedy will bring Nick Deere into the lineup. Also coming in, Drake Brewster.
Kenny going to set some pressure if they can convert here. Look for pressure.
Free throw dips out, and Murphy with a rebound. And Murphy's played a good game tonight.
Yeah, he has. He's had a good floor game, scored well, good composure out there on the floor, always under control.
Couple fakes, jab steps, over to the corner now to Phillips. In there along with Klosterman, Brandt, and Bohannon. Skip pass over the top. Bohannon tries to step back, get away from Brewster, over to Murphy. Right wing three, that one's short. And the rebound to Deere. And his outlet pass stolen by Brandt, and then Brandt gets the foul from Deere.
Kennedy got the possession over defensively, and then they just, second time in about three possessions, a little lackadaisical trying to get the ball up the floor.
Perhaps something Lindmar saw in film.
Oh, it's just a heads-up play by the guards up there.
And Brandt with a couple free throws. Gets the first, 52-38 Lindmar. With 3:35 to play here in quarter number three. Brandt second right through. He's got seven. Lions have not shown any full-court pressure tonight.
Well, a little bit past the timeline with Bohannon, and that's about it.
Here to Beyer in the high post. Now let him have that shot. Back to Diggins for a deep three. Forced it up there, no good. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be Lindmar ball.
That was a good screen out that time. don't know, is that Phipps maybe on that screen out, not letting Kennedy get the ball.
Phillips against the pressure. Tried to bring it across the timeline, got called for the carry. Got it caught in his hip as he tried to go behind the back with it.
Kennedy creates a turnover. You got to capitalize on these now, Sky. He took a possession away from Linmar. You got to convert on the offensive end.
53-38, 3:10 to play here in the third. Durling back in, circles right outside the arc. Kicks out to Bassinius, who's been deadly in the first half, but quiet in the second half. Gerling on the drive and gets the floater to go.
Yeah, a little floater down the lane. And tough shot going to go up against bigger defenders.
Bohannon clears himself. Good bullet pass underneath the Brandt. Double pump leaner, no good. Tipped out into the backcourt. Chased down by Bohannon.
And that was Phipps that got that one.
Bohannon. Poked away for a moment by Gerling. Gets it over to Brandt. Spin move down the lane. Frees himself. Goes up with the right-hand floater. No. Got his own rebound. Back up. No. Klosterman on the right block. Turns on the double team and a reach foul called on Gerling.
Brandt, Klosterman. Again, just being relentless on the offensive glass for Linmar.
This is not a big Linmar team.
Oh, but they're going to the glass. They're going hard.
Klosterman, the left-hander, on the line for two. It's up and good. One more coming up. It's 54-40 as Deer checks out. And Kennedy brings Brewster back in. Both free throws good. Hard to come back against Linmar, and they've got their biggest lead of the night at 55-40.
Well, they're so good at the free throw line, they don't turn it over much. You need that when you're trying to come back either.
Bassinius circles left, burst, off to clear out, gets it to Gerling. Starts to drive on Murphy. Backs his way in and lost his footing going in and traveled with it.
I think he was anticipating contact and it didn't happen. Lost his balance.
Turnover number 13 against Kennedy. Linmar with only 8. Here's Bohannon in the backcourt. Brewster all over him, and Bohannon draws the foul on Brewster.
They're going to call it on Brewster there.
That's the third on Brewster. Already 16 fouls against Kennedy.
Right now it's going to be Bohannon. Klosterman inbound into Bohannon. Now they're changing up who's guarding up there.
Printy back into the game. Here's Bohannon. Crossover dribble on the drive. No look pass to Murphy from the corner. His three is way short. And the rebound fought for in the lane. We're going to have a jump. Halftime scores, Xavier leading Prairie 27-17.
Boys or girls there, Scott?
I believe it's a boys game, but don't quote me on that. Linmar will go to the bench. Tyler Vovis back in, and Riley Murphy will get a breather. 55-40, under 2 to play, third quarter. Linmar on top. They've led the whole way. Gerling across the timeline to Gardner. Free throw line to Diggins. Fakes, now drives in Bohannon, takes him inside, leaves it for Brewster for the easy layup.
Everybody went with Diggins thinking he was going to score that time, but nice dump off underneath.
He's got 9 and a reach foul at center court on Diggins. That will put Linmar in the bonus for the final 9.5 minutes.
Bohannon going to be shooting in the bonus here, as you said. Deadly from the line.
91%. Gets there a lot, too. 30 for 33 coming in. And got the free throw. 12 for Jordan Bohannon, the future Iowa Hawkeye. And second one is on the way right through.
Silky smooth release there.
57-42. Linmar back to that 15-point lead. Kennedy with the basketball in front court. Turning in the corners, Gerling. Push pass over to Brewster. Dumps it inside. Gardner posting up. Goes up with a leaner off the glass. No. Rebound ripped away. Picked up by Vovis. Trapped in the backcourt. Gets ahead to Prinny. Long diagonal pass. High catch made by Klosterman in front court. As we hit a minute to play here in the third. And Lindmar taking the time here. Now they'll go off to clear out. Bohannon, pull up 15-footer right through.
Two bounces to his left that time. You're up crowding him because you don't want to give up the open shot. Good jump stop under control. Gets up really good on his jump shot.
15 for Bohannon. Brewster off the clear out in the lane. Leaner good. Counting the foul.
We've seen that before from Brewster, Scott. He's good at that, getting in the lane, that spin move at the end, drawing the contact, but still being athletic enough to finish.
Reese Phillips picks up his first foul. And to the line, Drake Brewster to try to cap off the three-point play. As Brewster now with 9. Check that, he's got 11 in double figures. It's on the way, in and out. And a couple Lions fight for it. Jared Prinney comes down with it. Kennedy will stay with that 1-2-2 pressure in the backcourt. And the pass, a low one, stolen away by Burst. Here comes Bassinius up court for Kennedy.
Good hands by Burst.
Turnover number 9 on Lindmar. 20 seconds to play in third. Kennedy down 15, and they'll go for the last shot. Diggins between the legs, stutter dribble. A step back, cut off by Bohannon. Gets it inside instead of the Brewster. Layup, no good. Missed the easy one. Rebound Lindmar. Bovis in the backcourt. Up it comes to Bohannon. He'll get it off at the horn. Got tripped up. Chris Robertson wanted a call, didn't get it. And that's the end of the third quarter. After three, the Lindmar Lions 59, the Kennedy Cougars 44. And we'll come back with the fourth quarter after this minute break. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYM Sports.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha. No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Scott Unash, Phil Dunn back with you at Lindmar as we start the fourth. And the Lions with the basketball and the lead by 15 at 59-44. Off the clear out, Bohannon going one-on-one. Cut off of the double team. Finds the open man, Bova. Steps in. Free throw line, jumper, no. Back heel and off. And the rebound to Drake Brewster.
Well, we've got to stop. Now, if you're Kennedy, capitalize.
And they do on the other end with a three.
Bassinius again out there. He's good in the even quarters, knocking down three, Scott.
First time he got open here in the second half. 59-47, lead at 12. Bohannon picks up the dribble, left of the circle, gets it right back from Prinny. Reese Phillips, Jordan Bohannon in there along with Prinny. Bohannon on the drive, splits a double team. Leaner, no. Tip, no. Still loose, and Diggins finally controls it. Two-on-one break. Diggins, pull-up, left of the lane, right through for 12.
Well, they got a quick five to start the quarter.
12 for Diggins. Klosterman inside. High arching turnaround, no good, and then over the back is Klosterman.
And Diggins right there trying to go for that, and they said Klosterman was a little too physical.
That'll be his third, so he's got three, and Prinny has three. It's going to be a player control foul. Or will it be? That should be one and one, shouldn't it?
Well, they're going to talk about it here, Scott. Yeah, it's going to be. It should be in the bonus. I believe it's Diggins is going to be the free throw shooter.
And they're talking it over here. And it is the one and one.
Yeah.
So Kennedy will bring Beyer in. with 6:51 to play. Well, he'll get ready to come in. Mentioned Lindmar's got Murphy back in there. Klosterman, Brandt, and Bohannon.
Now they're going to talk about who should be shooting it. Brewster was on the line. Diggins, from what I saw, was the one who was there and the one that got fouled. So I think they got the right shooter.
So Beyer will come in for Brewster now. So I think we got everything under control here.
Yeah, we got it all figured out.
So 1-1, we know that. And the free throw dances and falls for Diggins.
Got it over the front of the rim. Back to single digits, Scott.
59-50. Gardner will get ready to come in after the shot. Second one, good. 14. Here comes the pressure.
Well, they wanted that sub to happen after he made it so they could set their defensive pressure on a dead ball.
All-out man pressure, Klosterman to inbound to Bohannon. That's the guy you want bringing it up if you're Lindmar.
8-point ball game.
Gardner all over him, spins him across the timeline. Bohannon going coast to coast, and the beautiful body control, the lean and the layup.
Well, as you said, Scott, that's what you want, handling the ball out there for if you're the Lindmar Lions.
17, Beyer with a one-hand catch, kick outside. Gerling, three-pointer, strong, no good. Beyer high to get the offensive board. And Kennedy with another shot at it. Diggins drives, got a double team. There's Brandt coming away with the steal.
Again, Brandt with a energy play, heads-up play, making things happen.
61-51, Bohannon one-on-one. Can't get the finger roll to go with the right hand. And then Bohannon comes up with the takeaway from underneath the basket, but Klosterman could not handle the pass.
A little bit of a hot potato there at the end there, Scott.
61-51. Kennedy still within shouting distance here with 6:05 to play.
Still a ball game here, Scott. It's their possession, their ball. They hit a three ball. It's a 7-point ball game.
Cougars try to cut this to single digits.
Lindmar been playing man-to-man the entire ball game, not switching it up now.
Diggins, stutter dribble, takes the right free throw line. Fake, shovel pass underneath the Beyer. One-hand poke shot, no good. Over the back, going to be called on Gardner.
Klosterman on the screen out. He's going to go down, and he's going to be the shooter.
He's been to the free throw line a bunch tonight. Prinny at 13 in the first half, sent scoreless here in the second half. And Derek Gerling will come in for Derek Diggins. Klosterman to the line, 1-1. Team foul number 8 against Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. Left-hander's free throw. High Archer in and out, but Brandt, the offensive rebound, and he was tied up, trying to split a double team, and it will go over to Kennedy.
And Jordan Brandt, he came all the way across the lane, Scott. He started on the other side to get that rebound. He just plays hard every possession.
Mr. Energy, 7 points, right about his average. Bounce, high post, Beyer turns. He'll put up the 15-footer and banked it in. I'm not sure he meant to bank it, but it counts.
Well, the bank is open, Scott.
That's 6 now for Beyer, 61-53. Brandt, stop and go move right in the lane. Kick back to Murphy. On the fake, he'll drive and a dish out to Bohannon. Back to Murphy, left wide open, three-pointer short, but Klosterman, another offensive rebound.
Being in the right spot at the right time, that ball came right off the rim, right to him.
Brandt, spin move, goes baseline. Double team, kick to the corner. Bohannon for three, no. Missed the wide open triple, and the rebound to Sean Beyer.
Murphy had a wide open three earlier, and then Bohannon had one at the end.
Gardner's no good on the shot. Rebound ricocheted around. It's loose. They dive for it, and Brandt comes up with it, and a timeout called. And we're going to get a Lindmar timeout. 30. Still four timeouts remaining for Lindmar and three for the Cougars. 61-53, Lindmar lead.
A lot of action going on there, Scott, too. Both teams getting on the floor. Brewster on the floor, Brand on the floor at the end of that possession. If you're Kennedy, there's still plenty of time left. You got a not a time where you're going to come down and you're going to be quick in your offense. You can run what you want, run your sets, and still be okay. And if you're Lindmar, good shots, good shot selection, but you don't want to go out of attack mode yet. You want to keep playing aggressive. There's almost 5 minutes left in this ball game. A little too early for being conservative.
So it'll be Lindmar basketball off the timeout. Bohannon shovels the pass over to Murphy. Trying to get it to Prinny down low. Instead, cross court to Klosterman. Back right in the circle, off the clear out. Brandt on the baseline drive, and an easy two off the glass for Jordan Brandt.
Split two defenders that time.
Nine for Brandt, 63-53. Lead at 10. Pass down low. Brewster posting up, lost it as he turns. Knocked away again by guess who?
Brandt right there. I was going to say that was a nice play by Kennedy. They hit Brewster rolling down the lane. They're going to miss a matchup they like in the interior. But Brandt with those quick hands saves the possession.
Inbound, looking, and they fire it out deep in the high lob pass to Deer. Right back it comes to Diggins. Up to Bassinius. Bassinius fakes a three, steps in, a bounce over to Deer in the corner. Back up top to Gardner against the Lindmar man. Diggins puts it on the floor, comes off the ball screen. Back to Bassinius. Shovels it underneath. Brewster in the left block. Knocked away, stolen by Murphy.
Well, guards in there playing big in the interior post.
Turnover number 16. Kick to the corner. Prinny three-pointer, and he hits.
And then that's a penetration to the middle, drawing the defender, the kick out to the open three.
16 now for Prinny. Brandt, good bounce pass underneath, and it went off of Bohannon out of bounds.
Yeah, that was going to be a real pretty play, Scott, if that went through. One of those no-look, one-hand bounce pass.
First in, Deer out for Kennedy. 66-53, Lindmar by 13. With 3:48 to play here in the ballgame. Diggins, stutter dribble, comes left, gets double teamed, tried to go back door, threw it away.
I think Diggins thought Brewster was going to make that cut to the basket. Never materialized.
17 Kennedy turnovers.
Uncharacteristic of Kennedy.
But they've been turning over a lot this year. We'll talk with the winning coach coming up after the game. Here at Lindmar, Brandt on the drive, in all the way, bounces it down low to Klosterman, and before the shot, a reach foul called on the Cougars.
It's going to be Brandt. It's going to be the free throw shooter now for Lindmar. Still the one-on-one. Are we in the double bonus there, Scott?
Nope, number nine. As Brandt to the free throw line. Final 1-1. He is 4 out of 4 tonight. Make it 5 out of 5. Every year it seems Lindmar, Phil, is one of those glue guys.
Jordan Brandt's one of them this year.
And he's this year's glue guy. Missed that free throw. Stays a 14-point cushion. 3:20 to play. Gerling off the clear out. Pull up 15-footer. Can't get it to go. And the rebound out of there to Lindmar. And the Lions will pull it back out.
Spread it. Five out. Going to make Kennedy chase, obviously. And make good passes. Pass fake. Nothing but a layup.
Brandt drives in. Had the layup and got fouled.
Going to his left. He's got that left hand taped, that thumb taped up, that left thumb. Pretty heavily taped.
Going to get a full timeout with 2:58 to play here, taken by the Cougars. And a 67-53 lead for Lindmar. Friday night, more high school basketball coming your way. It's a big night. We got a doubleheader coming your way on the South Gym, 106.3 FM. As it will be City High and West coming up on Friday night. Girl-boy doubleheader. Brent Balbinot will have that one. And the West boys leading over Jefferson 57-31. That's down in Iowa City. And that's going into the fourth quarter. And Kennedy girls leading Lindmar 41-39 after the third quarter. That girls game. That should be a good one going down the stretch as well. And also Friday night, Phil and I will be at Kennedy for Dubuque Wallert coming to town to take on the Cougars. Chance to see another future Hawkeye, Cordell Pemsel.
Yeah, I was going to say, we get back-to-back ball games where we get to see that.
Brandt with the double bonus hits the first.
Dubuque Wallert, the defending 3A state champion. And from last
two-time.
Two-time, yeah, you go. You give him credit. Coach English up there always does a good job.
Brandt with two. Biggest lead for Lindmar, 69-53. Kennedy had it down to eight in the second half. That's as close as they got. Gardner three, hits the back iron, no. Bohannon with a rebound. 16-point lead with 2:40 to play. We'll see how aggressive Kennedy wants to be, and they do foul. They foul Riley Murphy with Bassinius.
Bassinius, as you say, up there, he's either going to get a steal, pop it loose, create something, or get the foul. One of those things is going to happen. They're really trying to get up into their space, make it tough for Lindmar to operate.
What makes Lindmar tough is Murphy hits the first free throw.
Well, right now they got four players on the floor in double figures, Scott. That's pretty impressive. Nice balance tonight by the Lions.
Got them both. The thing with Murphy is if you concentrate on Prinny and Bohannon, Murphy will just absolutely kill you from the outside. Diggins, no-look pass underneath. Gardner banks it home from the left block.
And Lindmar again trying to avoid the foul and didn't want to stop the clock.
71-55. The Lion lead at 16. Bohannon flips the pass ahead to Murphy. They play catch with it. 2:12 to play. Klostman. Over it comes to Murphy. Pass inside, and Diggins going for the steal on the help. Then commits the foul.
And then you're going to have Klosterman going to go to the free throw line. And if he can connect here, Scott, on both these free throws, he'd be the fifth player for Lindmar in double figures. He's sitting there with 8 points right now.
Yeah, all five of their starters. On the way, free throw number one is no good.
We jinxed him, Scott.
He's got eight. Beyer will come out for Kennedy, and Drake Brewster will come in. . 71-55, 2:04 to go. Free throw number two is good. Nine for Klosterman. 2 minutes to play here from Lindmar. Diggins starts a drive, goes up with a one-hand floater, no. Brewster, the offensive rebound, and knocked him away. Anytime you bring the ball down against Lindmar in the lane, you're going to lose it.
Now they get quick hands. Those guards are digging at it in there. They know they're giving up size. They've got to make up for it some way.
Diggins, bullet pass, tipped away, stolen by Mr. Brandt. Brandt one-on-one. Good drop-off pass to Murphy for the layup.
Nice play, run ahead by Brandt, knowing where his teammate is, and good assist.
17 for Riley Murphy. Here's Gardner, pull-up high floater, no, from the heart of the lane. Missed the eight-footer, rebounded by Brandt. And the ball tipped out of bounds. It will stay with Lindmar.
Cougars may be raising the white flag here, Scott. They're going to be bringing all new players in.
New five coming in for Kennedy. Christopher Knight. Or no, I think that's Isaiah Harris is in. Ryan King is in. Carter Crawl will come in for the Cougars. Jackson Foley in. And Colin Weeble.
Is this the first time that Bohannon came out of the game?
Yep. Nathan Menzer in for Lindmar. Also in for the Lions, Andrew Krause. Vovas back in. Kirby Kerr is in. Here's Vovas. Pull-up jumper right through from the free throw line on a 15-footer. 76-55 with 105 to play. Dump pass inside, crawl foul by Brandt.
In the post again, trying to defend on the interior that time. Got his hand in. I think you're going to see him come out of the ball game here in this chance now, Brandt.
Iowa leading Nebraska 27-22 in the first half. Two-shot situation, free throw no good. Carter Crawl. Lindmar will win their third in a row. They'll go to 5-2. And the second free throw is good for Crawl.
You know, Scott, you mentioned future Iowa recruits. There's a good game going on down in the Quad Cities. Muscatine and Pleasant Valley, both good ball clubs. Muscatine, Weisskamp going to Iowa.
Yeah, and we'll see him coming up here soon as Lindmar turns it over for the 12th time.
Pleasant Valley's ahead of that one, 34-22.
And we'll see Mr. Weisskamp coming up last Saturday of January, I believe, over at Xavier. Backing his way in. Here's Harris, the left-hand push shot, no. And the rebound pulled out of there by Dylan Hand for the Lions.
And Scott, if our good friend Matt Koss is correct down there, that's in the fourth quarter. There's 22 points in the fourth quarter.
Jackson Foley comes up with the steal off the turnover to the corner. Three-pointer way off, no. And the rebound to the Lions. They'll push it up ahead with 19 seconds to play. We'll talk to Chris Robertson coming up after the ball game. Down to 10 seconds to play. And I don't think the Lions will try another shot. 76-56, a convincing home court victory for the Lindmar Lions in this one tonight as they top the Kennedy Cougars and lead all the way to get win number 5 on the year. Lions win at 76-56. We'll come back with a post game after this 1 minute timeout as you're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back with you from Lindmar. As the Lions impressive tonight, Phil. They win it by 20, 76-56. Jumped out to a 9-3 lead and really never looked back after that.
No, they didn't, Scott. They really got out. And then it became a kind of a game of spurts and bunches of scores that took place out there. Lindmar, again, very explosive offensively, the way they can light it up behind the three-point line. It seemed like when they made one, there's going to be another and another that followed pretty quickly out there. And that was just a little bit too much for the Kennedy Cougars to overcome.
Let's take a look at the final scoring in our ball game here tonight. First of all, for the victorious Lindmar Lions, as they go to 5-2 on the year. Nearly got all five of the starters in double figures. Just missed it by 1 point. As Lindmar, with 4 in double figures here tonight, led by Jordan Bohannon and Riley Murphy, with 17 points apiece in this one. Bohannon with a couple of three-pointers. Murphy with 3 threes in the ballgame. 16 for Jared Prinney. Can you say a quiet 16? But it kind of was. Jared, though, came through with 4 three-pointers in the game and 16 points. 12 points for Jordan Brandt. More importantly, the defense for Jordan Brandt tonight. He was outstanding. 9 points for Bo Klosterman. Reese Phillips with 3 off the bench, and Tyler Vobis with 2 off the bench for Lindmar. For Kennedy, 2 in double figures, make it 3 in double figures, led by Michael Pacinius tonight with 15 points. He had 5 three-pointers in the ballgame. 14 points for Derek Diggins in the ballgame. 11 for Drake Brewster. 6 points for Sean Beyer. 4 points for Matt Gardner. Matt Burstad, 3. Derek Gerling with two, and Carter Krall had a free throw for 1 point in the game as Linmar wins at 76-56 here in this one. Now I'll throw it to you. Well, I'll give you the a couple more things here. Bench scoring was 18-5, that in favor of the Kennedy Cougars. And we'll give you the free throw shooting coming up here in just a little bit. I'll throw it to you for rebounding.
Rebounding, we had 36-29. Linmar wins this battle of rebounds by seven. Good effort from a lot of different people out there on the floor. Jared Prinney, Jordan Brandt, Bo Klosterman each leading Linmar with six rebounds apiece. Five for Reese Phillips. Four rebounds for Jordan Bohannon. Two apiece for Riley Murphy as well as Tyler Volvis. One for Forrest Cronin and Kirby Kerr also chips in with one. 15 offensive, 21 defensive, total of 36. 15 offensive, Scott. That's going to make Coach Robertson proud out there. The second half, they really came alive on the offensive glass. For Kennedy, Sean Beyer led the way with eight rebounds. Right behind him was Drake Brewster with seven. Three for Matthew Gardner. Two apiece for Derek Diggins as well as Adam Wall. Derek Gerland, Michael Bassinius, Matthew Burst, and Nicholas Deere each contributing one rebound. Seven offensive, 22 defensive, total of 29 for Kennedy.
So the win, 76-56. Linmar was 18-24 from the free throw line in the ball game. Kennedy under 500, under 50%. The Cougars were 6-13. Both teams were very proficient from three-point land. 10 made threes for Linmar and 8 for the Kennedy Cougars. But turnovers, they had Linmar tonight with only 13. Still a little bit more than I know Chris Robertson would like. And then for Kennedy, they had 18 turnovers in the ballgame tonight.
Well, I tell you, you look at these two clubs that out there, Scott, tonight. Linmar just had the more offensive firepower. One of the things we mentioned early in the ball game was Diggins. He didn't start tonight's ball game, and when he came in, he had a brace on that knee. He looked like he was a little bit slow out there too. I don't have verification on that. I don't know if that's an injury that happened or what, but it did look like it affected him out there in the flow of the ball game for Kennedy.
Did not get the start tonight. Came off the bench. Was a spark. With 14 points right at his average. So Linmar now 5-2 on the year, and the Lions go to 4-0. They'll stay on top no matter what happens in the tight Valley Division race. West had a big lead over Jefferson. They are also at 3-0, undefeated. They will meet next Friday night, and we'll have that game for you on our FMs. Brent Balbinot will have that one. Or actually, I think it's Jeff Downing is going to have that one on 107.5 and 106.3 FM along with Eric Peterson next Friday night. But Linmar's got to go to Cedar Falls first next Friday, or this coming Friday.
And they're a scary basketball team, Cedar Falls. You know, especially go up there on the road. That's a team that was ranked in the top five of 4A early in the season. And so they're very capable ball club, too. Tough road continues for Linmar.
You go from the frying pan to the fire for Kennedy as they have to go back home. Kennedy has played eight games. Seven have been on the road so far, and they will head home for their second home game of the year, and that will be on January 8th, and they will host the Dubuque-Wallert Golden Eagles.
A difficult game for them as well. I think we're going to be over there at that ball game, as we mentioned, Scott. It'll be fun to get over there and watch that. But it's a couple of those ball games, Scott, for Kennedy, too, were not close. I mean, they had to go to the far reaches of Western Iowa on those ball games, and then they had to go back to Central Iowa for another one. So they put on a lot of miles early in the going here, early in the season.
Yep, really did. And Linmar wins it tonight, 76-56. We're going to get a word from Chris Robertson coming up here, and I believe get a couple of player interviews as well for you. I think we're going to get a word from Riley Murphy and then from Jordan Brandt coming up here. Just a little bit. Is that a girls' score there, Phil? I think
this
it is.
Top one is, Metro score in girls' basketball. Marion on top of Western Dubuque, 39-32 after
That'd be
three.
A big win for the Marion girls if they could hold on tonight. The Xavier girls on top of Prairie, 33-22 right now. That one going into the fourth quarter as well. And City High girls, I believe this is girls, leading Washington 38-27. That one halfway through the third quarter, and did we get a Kennedy Lindmar update on the girls' score yet?
I'm searching for that right now. Well, Kennedy was up 10 with 3:29 left in the ball game. Scott, is the latest update I had on that.
All right. Maybe we'll be able to get a final on that one before we leave here. And hopefully come up with the construction going on, if they went to the locker room, it may be a week or two by the time Chris and the players get back here. But in all seriousness, thank you very much to Mr. Scott Maimons for having us out here tonight. And we're at halftime in Iowa City, Iowa leading 31-22 over Nebraska. As
another local boys score. Center Point Nevada 45, Dyersville Beckman 44 after three quarters.
All right. We're going to talk to Jordan Brandt. He made his way out of the construction zone and back out here. And this is, I think, one of the few times that you have not been diving at a basketball tonight talking to us here. And congratulations. Nice win. Great game, Jordan.
Yeah, it was a good game. I like how everybody contributed. That was a good win for all of us. We all had double digits, I'm pretty sure, starting five, so that was good.
You were close. Bo had nine.
I'd give it to him. I'll give him one of mine. We can call it 10.
You play. You're the hustler. We were talking during the game. Every year, Lindmar seems to have that X guy, that glue guy, and I think you're that glue guy this year. Do you like that role?
Yeah. I mean, it's nice when I don't have to go out and score 10 to 15 a game. I can just go out, dive after loose balls, and I know my teammates are going to score too, so it's nice to have that.
But it's an art to do that too, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes a toll on the body, but I mean, we get back up and we go back to work the next day. So
yeah, it'd feel good hitting that first three-pointer tonight. You've been struggling a little bit from beyond the arc, so that had to feel good.
Oh yeah, me and my dad got in the gym over break, and we got some shots up, so I think I'll be hitting a couple more here when we get going again.
Well, yeah, you guys start to put together now a good winning streak. If you put it together with what you did before the break, and now you got another tough one coming up on Friday, though.
Yeah, Cedar Falls will be real tough, especially there. It's not fun playing there, but we're gonna have to go in and try to get that win on Friday.
And keep this thing going, right?
Yep.
And offensively, this team looks like it's hitting its peak too.
Yeah, we're really sharing the ball, making the extra one. Coach really talked about that over break. Just making the extra pass and getting wide open shots and just getting great shots.
All right. Well, sounds good. Congratulations, Jordan. Good job. And we'll see you down the road here.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Jordan Brandt joining us here. We're going to get a word with Riley Murphy as well. As he had a nice game tonight, leading Lindmar along with Jordan Bohannon with 17 points. There you go, lefty. And I'll tell you what, the opposition can't concentrate too much on Jordan and Jared, can they?
No, Coach is always saying how we can just take open shots. He's been confident in me all year, so when Jared and Jordan aren't always hitting shots, he knows I can make that shot down.
Well, not only that, when you hit those a few times, you give a fake, and then you score in a couple drives tonight.
Yeah, I've been shooting decent all year, so I'm sure teams have scouted my shot, so I know they're flying out at me, and I can pump fake and get by.
Things are going good for this team, and it seemed like the Prairie game got you guys going a little bit.
Yeah, we haven't played a full game. Coach has said that several times. We haven't played a full 32-minute game all year, and Prairie was kind of the first game, and this game just we kind of led into break, going into break strong, so we just kept the momentum going.
Look like you guys are developing some toughness too. This isn't the tallest team that you're going to see, but you guys are very tough.
Yeah, we have to make up for it with our size. It's not always easy playing bigger teams every night. We got to try to out-tough the opponent.
Well, you're used to going up against a bigger guard going up against you.
Yeah.
Well, great job, Riley. Congratulations. Enjoy it. Good luck in Cedar Falls Friday.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And Riley Murphy joining us. And we'll get a word from head coach Chris Robertson. We've got a hearty handshake from Mr. Maimons over here.
Look at him. He'll be the last guy here working hard tonight.
Yes, he is. And thank you to Scott for having us here tonight. We appreciate that. Well, another Kennedy-Lindmar game. High octane. Crowd was into it. And Good win for you guys tonight.
Yeah, it was. Like we talked before the game, I thought energy was going to be the big thing because we knew they would play hard and play hard for 32 minutes. And I thought that was the hardest we played for 32 minutes tonight. And I thought we started well. And, you know, it was a grind. You know, we'd be hanging around about 10, 11 and then stretch it out a little bit. And then, you know, they'd grind back in a little bit. But, you know, I thought for the most part our guys handled it pretty well. We got some things we can tighten up a little bit, but it was a battle. I mean, both teams played hard. Those are fun games to coach, fun games to watch, and I know kids on both sides are tired.
You never trailed. You jumped out to a nice lead. It was interesting. The first half for both teams was really streaky. Yeah. You hit a couple shots early, and then you missed about five or six, and then the three-pointers just started going again.
Yeah, and it seemed like they made it. It did seem like they made more than they missed there in that stretch. I know Bassinius had a really nice first half. I think he hit four threes on us, and you know, we wanted to run him off the line a little bit in the second half, and I think we did a pretty good job of that in the second half. But, you know, it's a tough matchup. You got to get out to shooters, but then they can all put it on the floor and drive you. And, you know, the big guys inside are physical and tough, and it's a battle. I mean, that was a war.
Chris, you're not the biggest team in the world, but you had 15 offensive rebounds by my count. You got to be pleased with that.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we talked about, you know, because, you know, they do kind of scramble and they switch and they're, you know, they're not always attached to one guy. And so we felt like, you know, we needed to think miss. I think sometimes when our guys shoot, everybody thinks it's going in and our guys stand and watch. And I think Reese Phillips got us started there. He got an early one or two. Just hustle plays. I mean, there were so many little hustle plays on both ends, but, I mean, how many times Brandt was on the floor, come up with a steal. Murph hit that layup, stole the inbounds pass, put it back in. You know, Reese making those plays. I mean, those are little plays that, you know, maybe don't show up in the box score, but, you know, anybody that was here, those little things make a big difference in a game like that.
Yeah, you're mentally tough tonight. I think that was from the get-go that you got. And you got to play that way with the
yeah.
– you don't have a 6'8 guy out there
no.
this year.
And that was one of the things we talked about, too, and it was on the board. I mean, we got to play with poise and under control because, you know, they want to speed you up and get you going fast. And, you know, if you don't take care of the ball, you know, you're going to turn it over and you're not going to have good offensive possessions. And so, you know, I thought Bo played really, really well. I think I told you guys yep. he didn't practice since New Year's Eve. So, you know, he's banged up and – I mean, we didn't get him much rest, but I think once he was out there, it was better to keep him out there. He would tighten up coming out, but he was gutty tonight, and just a lot of big performances, I thought.
Yeah, and really, you know, Jordan had his points. He ended up with 17. Jared had 16. They had some big shots, but one of their best games, and then Riley comes in, gives a good game to you. Jordan Brandt, you get a good game out of him, and Klosterman was just was all over the board.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got all five starters in double figures or at least four of the five. But, I mean, that's, you know, as a coach, you like to see that because, you know, it's nice when Jordan goes off and has 40. It's fun to watch. But, you know, we're going to need some balance. And, you know, they made him work. I mean, they, you know, pressuring him, bringing it up the floor, that expends a lot of energy, and he didn't come out of the game. And I think that's one of the things we got to try to, you know, find a way to, you know, have Murph bring it up once in a while or Tyler or just somebody else to, you know, get Jordan off the ball so he's not always expending all that energy. But, yeah, I'm really proud of their effort. I thought they really, really battled.
Other things you talked about, little things that don't necessarily show up in the box score, but you guys' baseline offense bound sets, I don't know if you guys chart that, but you got to score on a high percentage of those.
We ran them well, and the funny thing is the first one we scored on, we didn't screen the right guy. We were all laughing that
our
cutter screened the wrong guy, but somehow we still were able to get it. But, yeah, I mean, and we talk about that. I mean, obviously the goal is to try to score, but possession is the main thing and make sure you have possession of the ball. But, you know, I didn't realize we scored on as many tonight. But and the one Jordan just read, they kind of helped in. He just fed it, jumped in, and hit the shot. And, you know, those are big. Those are nice baskets to get on out of bounds.
Well, it doesn't get any easier
Friday
night. No,
it's a big stretch for us right here.
Go to Cedar Falls.
Cedar Falls, I've always say, is one of the toughest places to go on the road and play. And so, you know, we'll have to be ready to go. And next week's a big week for us. But, you know, we're just kind of taking it one at a time. And, you know, it's a nice group. A lot of seniors, they get it. They know what's at stake. They know it's a grind. And, you know, we'll just go one at a time here.
Well, congratulations on this one, Chris. And good luck up at Cedar Falls.
Sounds good. Glad to see you back in the Linmar gym. So,
all right.
Hey, Mom, if you're listening, good night.
Mom can go to sleep now, right? In Newton.
Thanks, yeah.
Good job.
Chris Robertson, after this win tonight, 76-56 by his Linmar Lions. Just a good all-around performance by Linmar tonight.
That was well played both ends of the floor. A lot of good things going on for him. A lot of things that they can feel good about heading into Cedar Falls game.
Yep. So the Lions go to 5-2 now, 4-0 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Kennedy falls to 3-5 and 1-3 in the league. And the girls' score is the game is now a final. Kennedy defeated Linmar tonight 60-47 in that big top 10 battle in Class 5A tonight over there at Kennedy. Well, Phil, we'll see you on Friday night. We look forward to that one. We'll be over at Kennedy as we'll see if the Cougars can bounce back against Dubuque Wallert.
Tough task for Coach McCowan and the Cougars, but quality group of kids. I'm sure they'll be up to the task.
And Iowa City West, a winner tonight, so they stay even with Linmar in the Valley Division, 76-50. They get the win over Jefferson in this one here tonight. That's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Eric Hansen for stepping in, helping us out tonight in a pinch. Thank you, Eric. Thank you to Mr. Scott Mamons. Appreciate all the help tonight. We look forward to coming back here in a few weeks down the road here. As we'll see Linmar take on Xavier, which should be a heck of a game.
People
coming
are
up
always talking about the stock market.
As that one will be coming up, I believe, on a Friday evening. Big thanks to Eric. Big thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. Big thanks to everybody for tuning in. And for Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long and hope you enjoyed it. Final score of this boys' Mississippi Valley Conference game tonight. It was the Linmar Lions knocking off Cedar Rapids Kennedy, the 10th-rated Lions, 76, and the Kennedy Cougars, 56. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from the Linmar Gym.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.